The Island Digest is a sampling of the stories in this week's Journal of the San Juans, Islands Sounder, and Islands Weekly, which are on newsstands now. The June 14th edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. I'm Caleb Summers. Headlines from the week of June 14th, 2023. We will continue standing up until statistics no longer define our existence. Pride Month events. Fatherhood, an unconventional path. Graduation marks the beginning of next chapter for 2023 grads. Father's Day is every day for Gabe Herda. San Juan County names interim director of DCD, plus choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's Log. First, from the Islands Sounder, we will continue standing up until statistics no longer define our existence. Pride Month events, by Colleen Smith Summers. In the spring of 2019, two Orcas friends saw a need and stepped up. Maddie Olson and Laura Cussman, joined by a legion of dedicated volunteers, launched Orcas Pride to educate, celebrate, and liberate the local LGBTQ+ community. I was at the Rock on the Rock performance of The Greatest Showman in the front row, just weeping and watching This Is Us. Seeing all of these people who are singing about embracing identity, I realized the island is already so drenched in pride. I texted Laura that night and said, "We are doing this," remembers Olson. I was surprised because it feels like there would be a pride event here. When I started asking people, many said, "The Solstice Parade is our pride." However, pride is a political protest for and by queer people, and the Solstice Parade is a celebration of the sun. The first gathering that June was an all-ages, all-day extravaganza in the village green with music, spoken word, face painting, dress-up, games, and educational booths. Organizers also sought out the Council of Out on Orcas, a group that held monthly potlucks for queer people for decades. As member Rachel Newcomb wrote in a guest column last year, "Out on Orcas passed the torch to the expanding younger generation. With this torch, they're blazing the island with pride, fun, films, burlesque, activism, music, dancing, and yes, fairy wings." Following the wildly successful inaugural festival, Orcas Pride, with the help of Jared Lovejoy, held a series of events at the Barnacle before the pandemic hit. Cussman and Olson persevered with well-attended virtual poetry readings and then re-entered in-person celebrations with a cowboy discotheque in the fall of 2021. That first event and every subsequent pride have come together because the island is so supportive. Everyone believes in it, Cussman said. This has been a grassroots and self-actualized organization with no grant funding. It is all community supported. Pride in 2022 included daytime activities for kids and evening offerings for adults, a format that will be repeated this year. On Friday, June 16th, there will be a day fest from noon to four at the Grange with live music, a photo booth, haircuts, clothing swap, games, face painting, dancing, informational booths, a medical van, and much more. That evening, the Night Fest begins at 7:30 with a drag show followed by a late-night dance party, also at the Orcas Grange. The drag show is now sold out, so organizers have added a second all-ages show on Saturday, June 17th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Parking is on-site. Visit www.ticketsource.us/orcas-pride for tickets. It all started as a snowball that grew and grew into this beautiful, giant, glittery avalanche, Olson laughed. This year's theme is Sharing Gifts, and is centered around community, intersectionality, and mutual aid. Intersectionality is the enmeshed nature of categorizations like race, class, and gender that create overlapping systems of discrimination. Mutual aid is when people get together to meet one another's needs with the understanding that the social systems available are not meeting those needs. On June 6th, the Human Rights Campaign, the nation's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer civil rights organization, officially declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ+ people in the United States for the first time in its more than 40-year history, following an unprecedented and dangerous spike in anti-LGBTQ+ legislative assaults sweeping state houses this year. Fletcher Day, the treasurer of Orcas Pride and one of its founding members, says that Pride Month is above all else about joy, celebration, and visibility. In a world that obsessively seeks our eradication without actually trying to get to know us, we are still here. We are thriving. We will always be here, and we were here long before colonization and reproductive Puritan narratives, Day said. Pride is also an invitation to dialogue. A lot of people who hate LGBTQ+ people have never actually done their due diligence to sit down with individuals on a human-to-human level, but we have spent countless hours in their congregations. They spend a lot of time on Twitter. A lot of media is simply outrage farming, in which emotions are co-opted in an empty argument about identity politics, through the lens of homophobia and dressed up in the guise of populism. These same people genuinely believe we're coming for their kids, or trying to create some rainbow totalitarian state, but that could not be further from the truth. What we want is for all kids, including trans kids, who are real and valid, to become thriving, healthy adults. We want trans people to have access to the same level of gender-affirming care that cis people have always benefited from. We will continue standing up until the statistics no longer define our existence. Olson, who is a public school librarian, is moving off Orcas on June 25th. They are planning to settle in San Francisco to pursue professional Pride-related work. Olson feels confident that Orcas Pride will continue to thrive with such creative, dedicated volunteers. In addition to Day, Cussman, and Olson, other integral Orcas Pride members are Ari Dean, Adia Dolan, Pluto Dolohov, Libby Landauer, Sky Lee, Tam Lin, Noah Shepard, Amy Stevens, Bailey Quishenberry, and the Orcas High School Gay-Straight Alliance. "It's kind of mind-blowing how it builds itself," Cussman said. "More than any other event I have produced, the community just wants to show up and provide." Fatherhood, An Unconventional Path, by Sam Gailey. 18 years, 1 month, 2 weeks, and 3 days ago, my life changed forever, and for the better. I became a father. On May 4th, 2005, my daughter Gray made her grand entrance into the world in the rockiest of fashions. Less than 30 seconds after delivery, she was whisked away due to complications, including a collapsed lung. She spent her first 12 days in the neonatal intensive care unit, and to make matters even merrier, sarcasm, a few days into Gray's hospitalization, her mom, Anne, developed a mysterious rash, stress, so severe that the doctors banned her from the NICU. Alone, I held her tiny hand and whispered reassuring words while trying not to cry as she was poked with needles into skin too soft for that rough treatment. The experience forged a unique bond between me and Gray and also set me on an unconventional path as a father. Choices and sacrifices were made so that I could be hands-on, present, and involved in every aspect of Gray's development as I co-parented with Anne. I worked from home and didn't miss a single milestone. I was there the first time she rolled onto her stomach, caterpillar crawled, walked across the floor in a Frankenstein-like manner, pitched a fit, had her first laugh, uttered her first word, light, cut a tooth, lost a tooth, pitched another fit, danced on a stage, and a thousand other occasions. I did my share of cooking and cleaning and morning duties, including the daily school drop, for years. Brushed hair and inspected teeth. Together, Gray and I made up stories and created characters in our own universe. We dined at American Girl, where I served tea to her dolls. I was thrilled to be both Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. I never excelled at being the bad cop, so Anne graciously allowed me to be the good cop. After grade school, our family yearned for something more. We wanted a simpler life, a sense of community. We wanted that mostly for Gray. When we moved from L.A. to Orcas, we found all of that and much more. After Gray became a teenager, she didn't need me like she used to, but she allowed me to feel needed, and I love her for that. She appreciates my weird sense of humor, most of the time, and I love her for that as well. Although she insisted that I move to Boston with her when she starts Emerson College in the fall, I had to emphatically say no. This part may not be true, but it makes me feel better to think it is. Over the years, I never found it odd to be an equal co-caregiver with Anne. I found it odd that any father wouldn't do the same if he were given the chance. When asked what I want for Father's Day, I must answer nothing. Fatherhood has given me everything important that I could ever want. From the Journal of the San Juan Islands, Graduation Marks Beginning of Next Chapter for 2023 Grads, by Kelly Balcom Bartok. Friday Harbor was a busy place this week, with three separate high school graduation ceremonies occurring either Friday, June 9th or Saturday, June 10th. 8 students graduated from Griffin Bay High School, 16 students graduated from Spring Street International School, and 66 high school seniors graduated from Friday Harbor High School. During the 111th commencement of the Friday Harbor High School, over $304,000 was given out in scholarships, and a slideshow with students' photos ranging from baby photos to current photos was shared with the standing-room-only crowd at Turnbull Gym. Following graduation, members of the Friday Harbor High School Class of 2023 celebrated their graduation with a ride through the downtown streets of Friday Harbor before heading to multiple top-secret locations throughout the night. Father's Day is Every Day for Gabe Herda, by Kelly Balcom Bartok. Gabe Herda says being a father was something he always wanted to be. For me, the meaning of being a father is being present and available, says Herda, and obviously helping them through the early years of schooling and life and just really being there. It's a big, big part of my life. Herda has 2 children, Sydney, who graduated from Friday Harbor High School Saturday, June 10th, and Sam, currently an 8th grader at Friday Harbor Middle School. Herda says that for he and his wife, Jennifer, also a Friday Harbor grad, class of 88, the decision to have children was planned and came at a good time in their life. "We were ready," said Gabe, "because we didn't get married until 32. We had our first child at 34. I mean, we had stable work, we had a home, it was all very amazing that way. It's not that way for everyone, but having waited, I felt like we were ready." Herda says he has enjoyed every minute of being a father. "I'm grateful that I made that decision, and that it worked out to be a father. Just being there for your kids and enjoying all the stuff they do and watching them grow, it's just been amazing. They're so focused, and Sid is 100% into the theater, so that's nice to watch that passion. And keep doing it. You know, it's great. For some, fatherhood is a chance to break from the past and create a brighter future for a new generation. For Herda, raising children was an opportunity to change habits of the past and raise children in a healthy, nurturing environment filled with love and support. "It's wonderful," said Gabe. "We've been in the same house for 25 years. That's totally different than what I knew. And my kids know that. I mean, their truth is stability, both parents around their whole life living on the same island, the same place. The islands are really safe for them, and very comfortable, and they know what to expect," adds Herda. "But at the same time, I think it's highly sheltered, and in many things, from walking down the street to driving a car to being safe, that's not a given everywhere. Yet here, it's pretty much a given. So, yeah, time will tell how some kids move and come back quickly, and some kids never come back. And, you know, it's just, I think it's an idyllic place to grow up, for both my kids." For Herda, Father's Day is not a particularly special day. Every day, being a father is. "I don't need to hang a day on it. It's Father's Day all year. You know, you're expected to do your part as a father all year, so it's nice to be recognized. I mean, we all know it's really about Mother's Day. But that's another story. But it's nice, you know, it's nice to be recognized. But really, that part is not as meaningful as just doing the father thing the whole year and screwing up and knowing you've screwed up and having to go back and make your amends and try and do it different. And all that stuff we all do because it's not easy." While Herda loves being a father, he is quick to credit his wife Jennifer with being the heart and soul of the family. "Jen's an amazing mother, and our kids always have had 100% support, which is nice. While I grew up differently, Jennifer grew up that way, so she knew it. So I get a whole template for success, if I just watch and learn and be a part." From the Islands Weekly, San Juan County names interim director of DCD. San Juan County has named Norm Golub as interim director of the Department of Community Development, DCD. Golub has extensive experience throughout Washington State in the areas of land use and community development. He will guide DCD for the next several months as the county conducts its nationwide search for a permanent director. Golub started his tenure at a time when the department is facing multiple issues, including staff vacancies and training needs, code enforcement, and criticism regarding delays and uncertainty in the permitting processes. Recent feedback from the San Juan Builders Association and feedback gathered from upcoming meetings on Orcas and Lopez this month will help the interim director make informed decisions about possible changes to the permitting services provided to the community. And now, choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. On May 31st, a San Juan deputy took a report of theft involving a bench that had been stolen from a local business in Friday Harbor. Who steals a bench? On June 1st, a camera reported stolen from the East Sound Village Green was located and recovered. The theft report was unfounded. Sounds like the tourists are back. A Lopez deputy responded when he heard an individual yelling from the Mackay Harbor area. Upon investigation, the individual was found to be heavily intoxicated, walking around yelling, but not committing any crimes. The individual stumbled back to their house, and the deputy disengaged. On June 2nd, on Orcas, a deputy responded to and took a report of threats made in a call to a local business. a man reportedly threatened to cause harm to the property if he wasn't satisfied with the outcome of his service. On June 3rd, as part of the Washington State Target Zero seatbelt emphasis, more than 10 citizens were pulled over and issued citations for failure to wear a seatbelt. Come on, people, buckle up! A deputy was flagged down by a citizen in need of assistance. The subject's bicycle had a damaged wheel and was unrideable. Since it was his only means of transportation, the deputy transported him to a business in East Sound that could assist. On June 4th, a Lopez resident reported problems at home. Non-law enforcement resources were suggested. A Lopez deputy was dispatched to a trespassing/theft call. An intoxicated individual entered a residential property and took a boat accessory. The item was recovered without incident, and a trespass warning letter was issued. Best of all, a Lopez resident called about an alleged explosion that occurred 15 years ago on the island. Perhaps they were just very slow to report what they saw. And this concludes the June 14th edition of the Island Digest. This edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. Orcas Center is your place for fun and intrigue this summer with live concerts, performances, art openings, and more. To check out upcoming events and the free concert series on the Village Green, visit www.orcascenter.org. Thank you for listening to the Island Digest, a small sampling of what's in your local print newspapers this week. The Journal, Sounder, and Weekly rely upon advertising, subscriptions, and donations to support our mission of high-quality community journalism. To contribute, visit our websites or email publisher Colleen Smith Summers at csmith@soundpublishing.com. Thanks for listening again. And for those of you who are still with me, thanks for being loyal listeners for a whole year. This episode marks the one-year anniversary of the Island Digest. Here's to many more years to come of local news from San Juan County, Washington. I'm Caleb Summers.